the Missouri State Journal, a weekly program keeping you in touch with Missouri State University.
In star-studded Hollywood, Bobby Lewis hustled but had success. After being there for a few years, tragedy hit his family. His mother, father, and younger sister were killed in a car accident. I'm Nikki Donaldson. Today on the Missouri State Journal, I have Bobby Lewis, assistant professor in the Department of Media, Journalism, and Film at Missouri State University. He's here to tell us about how this experience brought about magnificent change.
When this accident happened, we went to the funeral, and I saw this overwhelming outpouring of people that were there. My dad had taught school for a really long time, 40 years, drove a school bus. And so the kids he taught in the 70s were there, and their kids that he taught were there. And it was just like this huge atom bomb of love went off. I felt like in that moment, the stars were sort of removed from my eyes. The things that I valued in filmmaking and pop culture, they just went away. None of that seemed to hold up anymore. And I wanted to embrace the things that my dad had sort of just lived his life by example.
He made a choice to pick up and move away from the industry. He wanted to explore his connection with teaching, something he had always enjoyed and something that connected him with his father.
I had no real clue as to what I was going to do with making films anymore. The heart for making films was in many ways gone. I didn't see the point. And I thought, well, how am I going to muster up some natural enthusiasm for my students? And throughout this year, I joke with my students, I had to come to Springfield and leave LA to get inspired. Because the students that I've had, their natural enthusiasm, their eagerness, all the things that sort of were just lost in LA with that process, I found myself getting excited again.
As a filmmaker, he produces observational documentaries. In this genre, there's no preconception or script. It's a journey of discovery, he says. And he realized that he didn't have to be part of the Hollywood community in order to make the type of work that he was interested in. So he's telling a story about his family.
So this film is really a process for me of going back home, trying to find home again. For me, is one that is a journey. I don't know what it's going to be about, but I know the themes. And while I'm making it, I'm going to be hanging out with footage of my folks that they never saw. Stuff that was shot of my mom when she was a baby and a kid on Super 8, things that I have access to now. It's going to be like going home creatively and also, you know, in so many ways spiritually with my family.
Storytelling is very important, he explains. He's trying to gather all of the pieces to make sure he can do his family's story justice without exploiting the tragedy and grief that followed.
It's one of the films that it has all the ingredients to do something big because there's this terrible accident. My niece was in the car. She survived the accident. It has a lot of qualities, of course, from a storytelling point of view to do something that you could take advantage of those moments. And I'm not really sure how the accident's going to play out in the film. So really, it's taken me a while to just come to terms with the fact that I felt like I could really do it justice.
In addition to the treasure trove of archived footage and photos, he also has his mom and dad's shared cell phone. On it, his mother had documented her final trip to Hawaii to visit one of her daughters just weeks before the accident.
So she took this phone to Hawaii on her trip. She documented everything, pictures, videos, and she did it for me. She did it for my sister Jenny and my sister Carolyn, who passed away, so that we could basically go on this trip with her. The phone, of course, survived the accident, and I have the phone. I thought, well, how cool would it be to turn that phone on again and add more pictures to it?
His sister has coordinated a marathon in the family's honor, which will be held July 14th in Honolulu, Hawaii. Lewis will visit for this race using their phone as a roadmap and to capture more footage for the documentary. Lewis knows his family would be proud of his work as a filmmaker and a teacher.
In the end, I just imagined my dad driving that school bus, and I thought, there is my hero. You know, there's the guy that I should be emulating. This is the guy that had, you know, what, like two pairs of pants and a couple shirts and the most humble, you know, existence. And every penny he saved, he put away for us. So I thought, what was I thinking, you know? So here I am trying to just fill somebody else's shoes, and it's an honor to do so.
That was Bobby Lewis. I'm Nikki Donaldson for the Missouri State Journal.
For more information, contact the Office of University Communications at 417-836-6397.